You're listening to SBS News.
On an average day in 2018-19, there were almost 5,700 young people in Australia under youth justice supervision due to their involvement or alleged involvement in crime. But a closer look at those figures finds some surprisingly good news. The rate of young Indigenous Australians, so often overrepresented in crime and justice statistics, has stabilised. The rate of Indigenous people aged between 10 and 17 under supervision on an average day fell from 176 per 10,000 to 172 per 10,000. That's according to a report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, a federal government body. Spokeswoman Anna Ritson says these numbers regarding Indigenous people will hopefully be part of a trend.
When these rates fall, particularly for our Indigenous population, it is always welcome news. And I think it does reflect hopefully an ongoing trend that we will see in years to come as we continue to put out these reports.
The reasons for the fall are many and varied. But Ms. Ritson says states and territories, the primary gatekeepers of the justice system in Australia, are seeing reward for several targeted policy areas related to the cause.
It's a reflection also that jurisdictions are offering alternatives to the youth justice supervision system. And there's been policy developments in areas such as child protection, accommodation and housing, family and community services, and those could also contribute to a fall in the rate of Indigenous supervision. So the states and territories are all committed to reducing Indigenous youth that are under supervision, and most states have Indigenous specific and culturally appropriate programs and policies in place to help young Indigenous Australians stay out of that youth justice supervision system.
Shane Phillips runs the Tribal Warrior Association in Redfern in Sydney's inner city. It's a mentoring organisation designed to guide young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Mr. Phillips says there is hard work ahead to maintain this good progress.
We've got our hands full to make sure we keep going, but it's our responsibility, and that's what we've got to do. We don't profess to have a magic wand or anything outside. We know that we own hard work, and we know that it's having an impact, and we're collaborating with other organisations that are working in the space together. That's crucial.
But the issue of Indigenous overrepresentation in the youth justice system is far from over, with half the people involved in the youth justice system on any given day Indigenous. That's despite only 6% of Australians aged between 10 and 17 being Indigenous. And Indigenous young people in that age bracket are still 16 times as likely to be under supervision as non-Indigenous young people. Kesha Hopgood from the New South Wales Aboriginal Legal Service says the numbers remain unacceptably high.
The level is at a completely unacceptable level, at a level that is a national shame. And the disparity between Aboriginal kids being locked up or under supervision and non-Aboriginal kids is still at that same unacceptable level.
Ms. Ritson says, though, it's important to remember that reforms mean that most people under youth justice supervision are not in jail.
That's one of the things that we do sort of try and make quite clear in that report, is that actually most people who are under youth justice supervision are not in detention. It certainly doesn't mean that they are in detention facilities. Around 80% or more of the young people who are involved in youth justice supervision are actually supervised within the community. So they're not in detention centres. They could be under bail or supervised release, those kinds of programs, to keep them out of a detention setting.
Ms. Ritson says it's particularly important for young Indigenous people to stay within their communities.
It is better for young people to stay within their communities, particularly for young Indigenous people, but generally it's better to have them connected to family, connected to kin, connected to country, if that's their preference, and to keep them connected with their support system outside of a detention setting.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.